see video first. Now we got a little music in the background. All the best for you guys.
All right.
This looks different. All right. Today was a couple things it was good to see. First off, we had about 20 of our alums, former Jet players, even a couple of former Titan players were out there today. And it's kind of an alumni practice, so it's always great to see them. I invited a lot of them to go out to their, individual groups. And, so that was kind of neat to see all those guys come back. I think we can use a couple of them. Klecko still looks like he can play. But Marty Lyons and things. But it's, it was good. And I think the guys were energized by it as well. But we had a saying, once a Jet, always a Jet. And, I said, hey, 10 years, 15 years from now, maybe you'll be coming to a practice similar to this. So it really is good to see those guys, and I know most of them. Today we had some weather, which was good. Got some heat, and I think that was good. Cortland was fantastic, but man, oh man, as you guys know, was it 50 degrees out there? So it's good to get some heat and humidity. Have our guys work through it. Obviously, hydration's a big thing. Make sure we got plenty of fluids, and that's a little reminder to our players as well. But it did get hot out there. Had a lot of our fans also today were out there, so that was good to see. With that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Bryce, what's wrong with D? Is he banged up at all?
No, it's still an existing. He had a sore. What would we say? Leg, ankle, calf. Thank you. I knew I'd hit it one of these days. But and I think that's still it. It hasn't been getting a whole lot better. So when the trainers came to me and say, let's just, give them some time here, then, obviously that's what we'll do. We'll listen to them. They're the experts. So hopefully it won't be long, and hopefully he'll be back out there.
What kind of preseason has Lanzana had?
I tell you what, he gets better. He's been getting better. It seems like, he'll make some plays, but he's making a lot less mistakes than he made at the beginning of training camp. And so I've been encouraged with him. And, sometimes with a setback to somebody, obviously Josh Maga we've lost time with Josh, and we know Josh a player. But sometimes opportunity comes to somebody else to get more reps, and, he seems to be making the most of it.
Rex, you said last preseason that you thought your defense was a top five defense in the league. When you look at your defense now, do you see top five?
Well, we will be. We're not, right now we're not there. Obviously, we got to make some improvements, especially from this past week. But I'm certainly confident that we'll be where we always are or better.
Rex, safeties, Allen working the first team today. What's your sense of that squad right now? How do you think Jared played more?
I think it was good. I think, it's still great competition, and we'll start Jaquan against Philly. So we're going to let that one go out. We play in both those guys, but we'll let them compete all the way through. We don't need to name a starter, but, with that competition specifically, we're going to put Jaquan against Philly, not the fact that he was cut by Philly. But that's one of the reasons.
Allen will start this Saturday.
Yes. Yep.
Who would start in deep places if you can't go Saturday?
It'd be Kyle.
On the defense, you lost a bunch of starters. Revis is a guy who's not here anymore. What gives you the belief that this can be a top five defense again?
I guess my history. I think in knowing what it looks like, we have a lot of good players. There'll be a lot of new faces in there. But, I guess the you put that decal on the side of your helmet that says New York Jets, then you have to be special. You have to understand that there's expectations that come along with it, and I expect our guys to play extremely well.
Rex, in light of the defensive performance on Saturday, the starters, which you obviously weren't happy about,
right?
What's been your attitude toward them this week? Have you been riding on this week to try to issue?
I've been trying to coach them. I think that's the big thing. Try to teach and coach from the tape. That's what you do, and that's how you get better. you know, was it strong language or whatever? I don't know. I just try to teach. And, you know, but again, I'm confident that we'll be right where we expect to be.
Rex, is there come a point in a season, or a preseason, I should say, where you it would be disruptive to add another quarterback? I mean, you guys signed David in the offseason, who are, you know, under the understanding and the hope that he would be here competing as well. Is there come a point where you just have to say, okay, these are the four guys who are competing, or is it still possible to insert somebody else into the mix at some point?
I mean, you never, no, regardless of what position, you never say, hey, look, we're just set here, set in stone or whatever. I mean, if any, you know, some opportunity where you think you can better your football team, you know, we've always looked to better our team, regardless of what position it is. But, with that being said, I'm excited about, you know, our guys, and I think our guys are getting better. I think all four guys are getting better.
What did you see from Gino today? How did Gino look to you, the ankle?
He looked good. I still don't think he's 100%, but I think he's certainly getting closer to that. But he threw the ball. I thought he had his moments where he really threw the ball well.
If he's 100%, is he going to start?
Well, again, I think we'll address that at the appropriate time. I don't want to get into the ifs, ands, or whatever, because we're not there yet. You know, so
whether he starts or not, let's assume that he plays. What would you like to see out of him if he plays?
I certainly understand you and anybody else assuming he's going to play. We expect him to play. I hope so. But I want to see, you know, at that position, I want to see a guy that that gets the job done and is efficient, is accurate, and plays with poise.
Hardy didn't take too many reps today. Was it just a resting situation?
I think we have to ask, him and the trainers, obviously. That was, he's a guy that very rarely misses anything. So, obviously, something must have been bothering him. But what that is, I'm not real sure.
Worried about Kenrick? He hasn't been out there to practice with his back?
I don't think worried is the right word. I mean, I think we're anxious to get him back because he certainly was improving. I mean, he had a great game against Detroit, and we just wanted him to take off from there. But the fact he hadn't been out there, it's not – I'm not worried about it, but I'd feel better when I see the big guy out there.
There's no question. Is he just getting treatment right now? Like, what – is he just at home resting? Like, what –
He's getting treatment. He's here all the time.
Yes, was today a planned day for Braylon, and do an update on Hilliard?
Well, I do not have an update on Lex, and I'm no doctor, but I've had a shoulder dislocation before. I don't know if that was it, but it kind of reminded me of myself. But it's hopefully, he is one tough guy. I mean, he's a tough guy, so we'll see what it is. But really, don't have an update on him. And as far as Braylon, is on, pitch count, so to speak. And with our trainers, I'm very comfortable with, when they set those parameters for us.
How does Copel's absence affect Richardson?
It really does. Richardson's going to play anyway, and he's...
You won't move him around differently, or...?
Well, we may move him around a little bit.
A little more than you might if Copel's was there?
I don't know if that's, I think we're going to move around a little bit anyway. He's fairly athletic and, the thing is we got three real athletic big men, and you can do different things with those guys.
Right. At this point, when you're evaluating the quarterback, specifically Geno, since he's a rookie, what's more important to you, him making dynamic plays to help you score or him not making specifically red zone mistakes? So you touched on how much those red zone errors bother you up in camp, so what's more important?
I just think I'd like to be able to combine the two. I'd like to have him, and any quarterback be dynamic in the passing game and make those big plays and then eliminate the mistakes. In particular, you mentioned the red zone.
Is one more important than the other when you talk about a
I think you need to have both. I think you got to do, obviously, in this league, you can lose games faster than you can win them. At that position, same thing at corner. Those are the two big ones. So, You know, you got to be able to protect the football first and foremost, and then also, you know, make plays yourself.
How did Joe look to you today? And do you think we'll play Saturday?
Again, we'll see. We'll have, you know, see how he progresses, but it was good to see Joe in other than a red jersey, so that was good to see.
He said yesterday that he was playing Saturday for sure.
Well, I tell you
but
what, he's
–
no, like it's – you know, I get where he's coming from. He wants to play. I don't doubt that. But I think I'll lean on the trainers and the doctors before I'm comfortable making that call.
Did you get Gino most of the reps today? What was the thought process?
Well, he ran. It was, you know, he was similar to what we've had going in. It was his day to get the majority of the reps with the ones, and we stayed on that schedule.
Yeah, so Philly and Cleveland named their starting quarterbacks today. So it's apparent that you're not going to probably till after this game. Do you feel you fall behind there and that it sets the offense back not having that guy in place for the third preseason game?
No, I don't believe it sets us back. I think, you know, guys are you know, we'll let other teams, you know, choose to, you know, name their starters whenever, but for us, we're not comfortable making that decision right now. So we want to have a thorough evaluation of our quarterbacks before we make that decision. And, you know, right now, we're not comfortable naming a starter.
Chris, is it fair to say that you named the starter before the fourth preseason game?
Again, you know, I don't want to get – because I don't want to be tied in. I don't want to be sitting back saying, well – you said absolutely, and all of a sudden we aren't comfortable. For whatever reason, we're not comfortable as a, you know, collectively to make that decision. I don't want to tie us down. I certainly understand that, that, you know, generally those decisions happen before the fourth preseason game. I understand, you know, that's normal protocol, but will our situation be that way? I don't know. We'll see.
All right, so what's the latest on Peterman? And if he can't go, will Vlad start this game?
No, actually what we did with Peterman today, we almost used him exclusively as a center today. So we're trying to get, you know, him some work at center as well today. And instead of just, you know, playing guard, we're trying to look at Steven as a center as well. So that's where he got most of his reps today.
Yeah,
no problem.
How did Coble's procedure go?
Not sure. I haven't heard yet. So just we'll keep our fingers crossed, but you know, hoping for the best, obviously.
Rex, we'll cover more. For the most part, I know you've been pretty satisfied with Jaquan and Antonio and how that competition has gone. Antonio's week with the one, it seemed like he was pretty active out there today. How do you feel he's responded to the competition up to this point?
Well, both guys are going at it in the way you want them to. Somebody's going to earn that spot. Now, today, with being active, having three interceptions on the day, I would say would be the opposite of brutal. So I think that would be a great day. Okay, there is no question he had a great day today. But both those guys are, man, they are, I mean, it is a great competition.
With a guy like Danny, does he get any margin for error having been away from the NFL for so long? Do you factor that in at all?
No, you don't factor it in. You just base on what you see out there every day.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll take you on the line.